Here is Joel. Joel, I'm sorry, but he had to go.
Ron, thank you, my friend, for having Michael on. And I'm going to proceed quickly with a comment and a question, just as if Michael was there.
All right.
And I had planned to tell him that he is on a local show here of a truly good man. And I mean that from the bottom
of
my heart.
Well, thank you, sir. That's very kind of you.
And I sincerely appreciate you doing that. Can I tell you what I have one quick problem with you? And that is, my friend, and I mean this, you have a disease that I currently have in remission after a long 12-step program. I used to be a libertarian in denial, and I feel that's part of your problem. But if I can just give one quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year, and I mean that you are a good man, Ron. Once a year, I make a request of you, and once a year, you deny it. So this is my year's almost over. I wanted to give
you... What is that request?
Would you please consider, and I already know the reasons why you won't do it, consider interviewing on your show Larry Elder. Every year you tell me two reasons why you won't, and that is, Joel, I don't typically have a lot of guests on, and it would be senseless to interview another talk show host.
Yes.
So my angle to you is
well,
this.
Now I have a lot of guests on, but it's still...
would you consider having him on?
I don't know. Is he a competitor of mine? Is Larry Elder a competitor of mine? Is he on the same time anywhere?
No, sir, but would you consider having him on as a author?
Oh, sure. No question about it, right, Ryan?
Because
Larry Elder is the... black dude from L.A. who's a very controversial right-wing radio talk show host.
And Walter Williams, my friend.
Yeah. I know Walter, yeah.
And I know you've know Walter, but if you would just once a year I ask
all right,
you
Joel.
Please
hey, before this call is over, let me explain something about libertarian and libertarianism, okay?
Yes,
there
sir.
Are a number of things. Look, I am someone inclined to the libertarian view. I am a strict constitutionalist. I believe in limited government. Even though that's a very naive thing in this day and age, nonetheless, somebody has to stand up and say that's the way it ought to be. But I do have a problem with any organized movement. And, of course, the Libertarian Party isn't quite an organized movement, but it's maybe heading in that direction. But I don't like their stance on immigration.
I understand.
You know, there are a number of things about libertarians that bother me, and this whole idea of pro-war libertarianism that was epitomized in the schism at the Atlantic Convention this year. The whole thing makes me sick.
And Michael almost did not get the nomination.
Yeah, I know. Who was the other guy?
I can't think of his name, but there was a battle there that I don't think those wounds have been healed. But I'll tell you this, Ron.
And there was a big controversy over Neil Bortz being the keynote speaker, since he was remains avidly in favor of the war in Iraq.
I know my time's up. If you won't do Larry Elder, consider I can at least listen to Howard Phillips, okay?
Yeah, I like Howard. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joel. 5 minutes before 6.